Goodbye and good luck. The couple who had introduced me to bisexual threesomes were moving away. Frank and Terry were in the midst of selling their home when I asked them if they'd like to get together for a fourth time. When they agreed, we knew it would be a goodbye, a last chance to have sex together. For our encounter, I took a hotel suite with a sitting area and half kitchen on the entry floor and a bedroom loft with a king bed and a bathroom. I registered, set out some sweets and snacks on the kitchen bar counter, and started brewing a pot of very strong tea and filling a pipe with marijuana. Frank, Terry, and I shared a taste for strong, hot tea as well as a taste for kinky, hot sex. Frank and Terry were busy around town with details for their move to the east. Frank arrived first and headed for the shower. He'd just come downstairs in a hotel robe when Terry came in from a tense session about selling their house. She stopped downstairs just long enough to say hello and to snag two china cups from the bar counter. She gave me a pretty, coy smile and explained, "I need these. You have more for tea?" I found more cups and she took off to the upper level where I could hear a brief conversation about the hectic day and Terry starting a bath. I wanted to run upstairs and get a glimpse of Terry in a bubble bath with her petite but curvy figure pushing up the bubbles around her and her brown hair twisted on top of her head. But she might consider that too intimate, like she did kissing on the mouth. Too intimate for someone who was only a sex partner she shared with her husband. Instead, I greeted Frank coming down to the sitting area. He obviously needed to talk about frustrations of their move, so I listened and sympathized. Their situation had become more nerve-wracking as Frank's promised new job on the East Coast had become doubtful. His boss was very sick, and it suddenly seemed he would not be offering Frank a job in the East. They had to find an alternative. Moving to the East Coast was good. It would put them closer to their families. Their fallback business plan was to start a Taekwondo school and use their fifth-degree black belts as credentials. I knew Terry could play the part of martial arts teacher. She was a bit dominant. Frank, on the contrary, was toned and fit, but he was more laid back and passive. I wasn't so sure he'd be a commanding teacher. Frank had begun to unwind when Terry came downstairs in another hotel robe, which was way too big for her. It showed the shift of her breasts with her every move. She tucked the robe under her on a sofa with lots of smooth white leg exposed. Terry had to unload her frustration too, but I admit I heard less of her story as I stared at Frank and Terry. I could imagine Frank's cock lying limp against his leg and his balls hanging like ripe grapes over the edge of his seat. The last time we had a threesome, I finally sucked his cock to orgasm and tasted his cum as it was pumped into my mouth. Under Terry's oversized robe, I imagined her soft skin, her wet and tight pussy, her heart-shaped ass, and her perky, rounded breasts. I had fucked Terry's sweet pussy, missionary style, the first time we had a threesome, and doggy the second. The third time I hadn't gotten into her pussy, but had feasted on her breasts, without and then with cum on them. Frank and Terry were winding down their day's tensions while I fantasized about having them one last time. The marijuana pipe started making rounds. We chatted about the virtues of East Coast and West Coast. I poured tea and passed around small cake squares, and the corners got rounded off Frank and Terry's rough day. When conversation seemed to slow down, Terry looked me in the eye and said, "I want you to know, Frank hasn't had an orgasm for 5 days." I was shocked, pleased, and a little disappointed. It was a shock that Frank had departed from his usual come-every-day routine. I'd never known that to happen. On one hand, Frank and Terry clearly were treating our getting together as a special thing, and that pleased me. On the other hand, I especially enjoyed feeling Frank's cock grow in my mouth from limp to big and hard, and he might be starting farther along than I liked best. I couldn't detect an erection under the robe, but it could already be there. Frank's response was, "And it's time for me to get my cock out and use it." He started the stairs to the second-level bedroom, shedding the robe. In fact, an erection was at half-mast. His balls were probably tighter than usual, too. Terry was right behind him, shrugging out of her robe and letting it slide down the stairs. Her shiny brown hair and pretty face I'd already seen. Now her shapely breasts with dark nipples and her tight, curvy ass were revealed as she climbed the stairs. For the first time, Terry was not wearing a bodysuit for our encounter. She must be comfortable enough to let the small stretch marks on her belly from carrying two children show. The marks were a badge of fertile, vital womanhood to me. They were sexy and wanton in mute testimony to her sharing her body with men in front of her husband. I had more than a robe to doff, but I tore off my clothes. The stretch marks had me feeling extremely hot. The three of us dove into bed, Terry in the middle as usual. But immediately Terry crawled over Frank, pushing him into the middle. She lay with her head at his crotch, and with her eyes steady on mine, propped her shoulder over his leg. His cock stood up a little straighter in anticipation. Terry started gently sucking his dick, popping it straight into her lipsticked mouth. She still stared into my eyes, with a little smile around her mouth as it sucked on his dick. Terry was not much prone to sucking cock, so the scene before me was especially surprising and intense. Frank reached between Terry's legs, and she propped one up to give him better access. He slowly started caressing her gorgeous pussy, gently rubbing her clit through the covering pussy lips. Watching them was mesmerizing to me, but it wasn't enough. I swiveled on the bed to rest my head on one hand and watched the cocksucking close up while I played with Terry's breasts with the other hand. I cupped a heavy breast in my hand. I rubbed the hard nipple with my thumb and enjoyed it further hardening into a little marble. Terry ran her tongue the length of Frank's cock, and I ran my hand slowly from the bottom of her breast until I flicked my thumb over her nipple. She shuddered. Terry angled Frank's hard cock a little toward me, gave a couple long strokes with her hand over its length, and said, "Come here and take over for me." I was glad to shift so my elbow supported my head over Frank's wet erection and started with very gentle, wet tonguing and sucking. Frank was near orgasm, but I was determined to have more of him before he came. Terry slid away and walked around the bed. Frank moaned to come and not to come at the same time. I worked his balls into my mouth, knowing he would enjoy a tonguing there while he cooled off a little. I felt Terry's weight slide onto the bed around my feet. Her hand closed over the shaft of my hard cock. She started to stroke the shaft with her hand, and then she started to treat the head to quick feathered kisses and licks. I felt my cock fill and harden. She teased me. "You know, I can't suck long enough to get you off, so enjoy this while it lasts." Then she returned to suck and lick a little more vigorously. The explosive force that was gathering me might surprise her yet. With the timing of a pro, Terry dialed down her sucking. She took a long, hard grip on my cock, pulled and demanded, "Up on your knees. You two get in a 69. I want to see who comes first." Terry was an eager voyeur for guy-on-guy sex. Frank and I had amused her plenty before. My knees now held my cock up in front of Frank's face, and he lifted up to slide his mouth over the head. One of his hands tickled the back of my balls, and he started sucking hard, so hard it almost hurt. I kept quiet since the slight sense of pain would prolong my orgasm, and I'd probably get a reward for being the last to come. I concentrated on opening my throat to take Frank's cock all the way to the bottom, which brought a flow of saliva to lubricate my lips when I drew back to the tip. I knew that a light, really wet pressure would get Frank to come. Frank tensed beneath me, and I kind of heard and felt him tremble. With a great effort and a little slack from me, he delayed his orgasm. Carefully, I licked, sucked, ran him down my throat, and slid around his cock head with my tongue. He held back. I milked a few drops of pre-cum from his cock. His load would have to follow soon.
While Frank and I were working on each other so intensely, Terry had her head propped on a pillow for the view and one hand dancing over her pussy. She watched one end of our 69, then the other, driving two fingers into her soaking pussy. Her breathing was getting faster and shallower, rasping and almost gurgling. She got wetter. She took her sloppy fingers out of her pussy and replaced that hand with the other on her pussy. The first hand appeared from behind and under her as her shoulder bent backward to extend her arm. One wet finger, then the second, slid slowly into her asshole. Now she pumped both her holes with glistening fingers. Frank and I were still teasing and tormenting each other when she shuddered into a massive orgasm. Her face contorted with the final strokes of her fingers, and she gave a combined moan and scream as she came. Afterwards, she collapsed for a moment, two fingers of one hand still planted in her pussy, and two on the other hand wedged into her asshole. It was an awesome sight. Seeing Terry in our peripheral vision distracted Frank and I from our oral delights. I was sure Frank was about to blast my face when Terry recovered from her orgasmic daze and sat up. She barked at us, "Stop! Don't come! Get on your knees facing me!" It was her martial arts instructor voice, and we obeyed immediately. Dominance was Terry's great game, and we always played for her. Our cocks were both rock hard, standing out straight. Our balls were tight. Terry commanded, "Get next to each other and face me." I felt heat from Frank when our sides touched. Terry reached out and deposited a few drops of lube that I had sitting on the bedside on each cock. She handed each of us a china cup and demanded, "Reach over and jerk each other, and keep those cups handy to catch your cum." Frank and I had never been so openly submissive to Terry, and I know we both wanted to finish each other off orally, but we complied. I had my left hand stroking Frank's engorged cock, slipping around with the lube. In my right hand, the china cup waited for my own cum, while Frank stroked me with his right hand. Terry stood on the shifting bed and hung onto our shoulders. She stepped into us, pushing one round breast and its hard nipple into Frank's mouth. I could hear Frank hungrily licking and sucking, and see the breast flatten against Terry's chest and move with Frank's attentions. Terry shifted to me and put her other breast in my face. When presented with the prize, I licked and sucked wildly. The side of my face was wet where Frank's saliva transferred from the other breast. She repeated offering the treats to each of us. Then she lay back on the bed in front of us, snatched the lube from the bedside, pushed her pelvis up, and started one lubed finger up her pussy. She turned the finger to give us the best view of her glistening flesh. Her pussy was red and swollen from her previous orgasm and the current rubbing. She stopped, added lube to fingers on the other hand, and drove two fingers from that hand straight into her asshole. The fingers sank quickly up to its full length, and she stroked her hole. Her small hands were attacking pussy and ass with the force of a blow. She was getting off on our faces as we watched her slam fuck herself. I was about to come from Frank's lubed hand pumping my cock. Involuntarily, my hips shifted forward to thrust my cock out. Frank had to be similarly hot. I suppose the signs of our heat were evident to Terry. She kept on pounding her pussy and ass with stiff fingers, but focused on us. She gave us an order. "Put out your cups and get all of your cum in them. Don't waste any. Each of you, finish yourself off." I had forgotten I was holding the china cup, but now I shifted it underneath my cock, while I brought my lubed hand back from Frank's stick to my own. My cock felt hot and huge in my hand. 10 or 15 strokes and I started to come from somewhere deep inside. I felt each pulse of cum fly along the underside of my cock and watched each glob land in the cup.
Like Frank, I had abstained from coming for several days before our threesome. My cum load was big. As my spasms and cum shots abated, the load in the cup approached one-third capacity. I slumped backward, holding the cup upright with some effort. Frank gave a gasp and did the same. I hadn't seen much of his orgasm as I concentrated on catching my load. I had sampled his one-day load before, and it was more than a mouthful. Today's output would be a lot larger. While filling my cup, I also had not seen Terry dash down the stairs, but I now saw her returning more slowly with the tea in its warmer pot and another china cup. She set the tea and the cup on a side table and crawled into bed. She stopped in front of Frank, dipped her head to his cock, and used one hand to milk his last possible cum into her mouth. She opened her mouth to him and swallowed. After she swallowed, she smiled at us and said, "Very creamy. It's good you stored it up all those days." Terry moved to me and repeated the milking process. Her open mouth showed me a dot of my cum on her tongue. Then she swallowed. "Sweet," she said. "And I see your cup is as full as Frank's. Good job." "Sit up," Terry commanded, and we did. Terry dipped a finger in Frank's cup and presented the shiny white digit to my face. "Try this. I think you'll like it." I opened my mouth to receive her finger and sucked Frank's cum. It was, in fact, creamy, as well as salty and slick. She stuck the finger in my cup and repeated the process with Frank. "I'm so glad you like it. I love to see guys enjoy each other thoroughly." Frank and I were mute. Terry had never been so domineering in my presence, and Frank's demeanor suggested he hadn't seen her so aggressive either. Terry took our cups and put them on the side table. She poured tea into my cup until it was nearly full, then into Frank's. She stirred each cup with a finger. Then she carefully poured from each of our cups into the third cup. Smiling like a child giving out party presents, she handed me Frank's cup and Frank mine. Frank and I looked into cups of tea brewed nearly black and turned dark rust brown by each other's cum. Terry raised her cup in a signal to join her, and we clicked cups. "To our threesome," she toasted, and we followed her example of taking a deep drink from the cups. The atmosphere of the loft bedroom was so bizarre and sexually charged that draining cups of cum-polluted tea seemed quite natural. We had come to a perverted and wonderful place together. We slowly became more aware of the ordinary physical surroundings. I could tell Terry and Frank did not want to go back to frustrations and uncertainties. I admit I stole some admiring glances at Frank and Terry's bodies as we dressed. I would miss the mere anticipation of enjoying them again. The only appropriate farewell was goodbye and good luck. There's a short postscript to this story. The stories of my threesomes with Frank and Terry have been easy to conceive because they're true, right down to every word of the dialogue. My memories of those four encounters are incredibly sharp. Frank and Terry moved to the East Coast, where they established storefront martial arts schools. Sadly, their business worked out, but their marriage did not. I spoke with Frank about 2 years after our last encounter. He told me they had not been happily married, even when I knew them, which was a great shock to me. The end came when Terry quite openly took up with an 18-year-old from one of their martial arts operations. Frank was remarried, staying monogamous and straight. Society makes it easier to be all straight or all gay, but not somewhere in the middle. I continued on the path I had started with Frank and Terry. This is not goodbye for me. I have more true stories to share, thanks to those who have emailed appreciation or encouragement. Now you know why my stories have context and an aura of realism. And you know that hot, kinky sex can come to those who pursue it. Only for now, goodbye and good luck.